Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. Hey, my friends, have you hit hard times in your life and wondered, why does life have to be hard? Why can't it just be easy? Like, today, I'm going to be giving you four reasons why life has to be hard sometimes. But before we go there, I wanted to thank you for watching, listening, subscribing. If you're liking what I'm putting out there, you can leave a review, like, subscribe, and sign up for my newsletter. If you want more bonus content, more connection with me, you can check out my website, CamilleBauer.com, and sign up for my newsletter. So check that out. And I would love for you to join my tribe. Why? Again, let's go back to it. Why does life have to be hard? Why? When my late husband, he had, when we, 6 months after we had met, previously he'd had cancer. And then he was like, oh my gosh, now I know why I had cancer, because the events that led after cancer led to us meeting each other. So it was like, oh my gosh, I understand, you know. And then fast forward 11 years and we had our baby number 3, he was 8 months old. We found out cancer came back. And it was like, what? Why is this happening? We get why it happened before, but it's easy when life's hard to ask, like, why is this happening? But sometimes we don't get an answer right away. And now it's been 6 years since Clint has passed away. So I have perspective and advice that I'm going to give you on four reasons why life has to be hard. For me, the number one thing about having hard times in your life is you gain confidence and self-belief. I never, ever, ever thought that I could even come close or scratch the surface of thriving through what I've been through. And every little baby step and every little hard thing that I did throughout my life prepared me for that next one and that next one. And I look back, and you can look back at all the hard stuff that you've done in your life and be proud of yourself and have confidence and belief that you have conquered hard in the past. And because of that, you have more confidence and more courage and more self-belief to propel you in the future. I hated running, okay? Let me tell you, I hated it, right? Unless I was being chased, I did not run. And when Clint got sick, I took to the pavement and I found myself, you know, being depressed and overweight. And I just took baby steps and started to run. And I started to map, it was an app, I think, called Map My Run. And I started to chart my progress. And I thought, there's no way I'm going to be able to run a mile, you know, and then I did. And I was like, wow, you know, I did that in 20 minutes. And then the next time I was like, maybe I could do it in less than 20 minutes, you know, and those little steps took me to running 3 miles. And I never thought I would ever do that. And then as the story goes and Clint got sicker, my brother asked me to sign up for a half marathon. And I did. And I crossed the finish line. I never thought I would. But those baby steps, that first 20-minute mile, helped me believe in myself to take the next step. And after that, I've ran 2 full marathons and like 12 half marathons in my running career. And the belief and the self-confidence that that's given me to be able to physically endure what I've endured is pretty immeasurable and lights my way and my fire to do that. Why did I do that? I ran that because I saw my late husband sitting on the couch and wishing that he could run, wishing that he wasn't sick and didn't have tubes, you know, to breathe. And I just felt like, oh, there's no way I could be like, I'm tired today. I'm not going to do it. Watching him go through his hard helped me go through mine and became a catalyst to ignite my fire. So if you are stuck in your hard and in your belief, go outside yourself and look at someone else that has gone through something hard that you admire or is currently going through something hard that you admire, and use that as your fuel to propel you in to that next baby step. Okay? Hey, I'm getting emotional today. But hey, life's hard and I get it. I'm not somebody that's just gonna be like, hey, life's hard, put a smile on and just do it. It's like, no, I have learned and I don't want to come across as just smile and get through it, because that's not the truth. But it's my experience telling you, and I hope that you feel that, why it is necessary and how you can develop under hard times. Number two, you become empathetic when you go through something hard. You know, I know me, I have, all, after Clint passed, then I remarried and got divorced. And I remember before hearing the word divorce and being like, oh, they just didn't know how to try hard enough. And I have so much empathy for people who go through that, and less judgment. So when you go through hard, you get it. And unless you've been through it, it's hard to get. But once you do, you're able to have more grace for others and more grace for yourself, which is essential. And the number three, you grow. Okay. Whether you like it or not, kicking or screaming, you're either going to grow in bitter or resentment and anger, or you're going to grow in being more humble, kinder, and quick to judge. So you choose. Tony Robbins says, every problem is a gift. Without problems, we would not grow. And if you've watched my stuff, I have like a thank you cancer list. And my book's going to be coming out, and that's also in there. So you guys can read it and see it. But I have a lot of thank yous to cancer. It's made me and my children, and the wake has been devastating and horrible, but it's also been beautiful and amazing. And the people and connections that I have are amazing. So it is true. Every problem can have a gift in some way. Number four, the fourth reason why we need to have hard in our life is so we can help others. Look at what I'm doing. Yeah, it's unconventional. It's not traditional. Like, I am doing what I'm doing because I know without a doubt, because I've been through hard, that I can help others get through their hard. And that is what life is about. Getting through our hard times with the grace of God, and then turning around and grabbing others' hands and helping lift them out of their hard. And they'll be lifted out of their hard because they'll see you have gotten out of your hard. Just like Clint sitting on the couch when I was too lazy to think about running. And I just looked at him and was like, you know what? I'm going to do it because he did it. And someone else is going to say that because of you. And because of what you're going through currently, or because of what you've gone through in the past, show up, believe in yourself. Your hard times in life makes you you. Imagine, would you want to read a story and be like, everything was great, and the heroine, everything happened as she thought, she never did anything hard, the end. It's like, no, you have respect and admiration for people like you that have gone through unfair, horrible, hard, devastating things. So believe in yourself, believe in your capacity to grow, and look at challenging hard times as opportunities to become a better version of yourself. And when you do that, I promise you, you will see the good that has come, whether it's, you know, 6 years out or six months out or 6 days out or 60 years out. You know, you will see how the hard times you've been through has made you who you were destined to be. And I love you guys, and I can't wait to talk to you next week.